I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell, and remember us not what it seems to be. For those fellas that'll cut you for the coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and mind yourself well, and will you give this wee note to me brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the young fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I spent me life working this dirty old ground, for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And sure, baby, there's something you learn, or you'll see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and me bags through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the sharp parkway through the flatlands of Brooklyn to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shut down in an uptown parade. And while I was flying my way to New York, lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I bought up the young fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, be a proud Irish man. Up to Nellie's beside Bonham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December 'cause the old fella died, had to borrow some money from a bill on the side. And all the bright flowers and brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of me father. I sold up the old barnyard for what it was worth, and into my bags took a handful of earth. Then I boarded a train and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. The kids now take us the correct knife and fork. But I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order on the streets of New York.